halhatatlan istenek! Beszéljek! Vagy hallgassak? De minek hallgassak, amikor színigaz? Bizony kevés házasság jönne létre, ha a vőlegény bölcsen utána nézne, hogy a gyenge és szende szízecske. Milyen játékokat játszadozott már jóval a mennyegző előtt, s milyen kevés házasság maradna meg, ha a férj balgasága révén a feleség legtöbb tetten nem maradna titokban. De hát az úgy van, hogyha valaki tököt lát és asszonynak véli, ráakasztják a bolond nevet. Ha azonban valaki Penelope-nál is többnek hirdeti feleségét, jól lehet sokaknak közös jószága, azt nem nevezi senki sem bolondnak. Pedig e széltében hosszában megesik a férjekkel. Itt forduljak fel, ha nem igaz! Elsősorban idősebbek, akik inkább bor, mint nővarázsok. Ezek a társas ivásban találják a legfőbb élvezetet. Ide tartoznak azok is, akik a vadászat kivételével mindent lenéznek, hihetetlen gyönyörűséggel hallják a vadászkürt reket hangját és a kutyák csaholását.
Azt hiszem, ezek akkor is balzsamot éreznek, a kutyagané szagolnak.
S ó, van-e élvezetesebb, mint a vadat feltrancsírozni. Minek említsem a művészeket, hiszen önszeretetük közismert, s ki minél képzetlenebb, annál jobban henceg. Holott sokuknak hangja olyan, hogy annál az sem cudarabb, mint amikor a tyúkot megcsípi a kakas. S annyit értenek a zenéhez, mint szamár a lanthoz. No de megtalálja a zsák a foltját. Minél együgyű valaki, annál több csodálót gyűjt magának. De hát minek is tanulni zenét, mikor a tudatlan többen csodálják, mint az igazi tanultságot, ami először is sokba kerül, végül pedig sokkal kevesebb embernek tetszik is. Az én tisztámból vannak gyúrva, akik fennen állítják, hogy
egyedül ők ismerik a valóságot,
mert ők körül vannak.
Like a dream, whoa. Thank you. Here we are, together again. Let the good times roll here on The Eternal Now, WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman. I'm going to be with you for the next hour, delivering the goods, so they say. So, here we go. You probably might have guessed the last two songs. The last being interpreted by Cyndi Lauper, When You Were Mine, a song written by Prince, who died yesterday. Prince was an influence. Just in front of that, Betty Bright and the Illuminations, also doing When You Were Mine. We started the set off today with Zoltán Pongratz from an LP, 144 Sounds. That was an excerpt from Side 2 by Zoltán Pongratz. Mourning the Losses. Up next, another one, Richard Lyons from Negative Land. Highly influential band, I think, as far as sampling goes, Negative Land. This is from Helter Stupid. Supposedly, this was Richard Lyons' idea to do this album. So, the story goes. Regardless, we're going to keep moving.
The ones who brought you Image 73 bring you something different.
Moribund music of the 70s. Cali Award winner Dick Vaughan takes you all the way back to a long-forgotten period to explore the lost realms of a slow and indiscriminate culture, sauntering through the last phases of the American Dream era. Brought to you in authentic 1970s stereophonic format, you will relive or experience for the first time the past as it actually happens, through music, commercials, news reports, contests, phone calls, and most importantly, Dick Vaughan's Moribund Music of the 70s.
Nebulous. Oblique.
All individual logo elements have been isolated from the larger cuts of the winning score to provide additional short IDs and promo pieces. There are acapellas, and dozens of instrumental thematic elements, an entire catalog of scored production music in every possible tempo, intensity, and texture.
Listen.
Execute a perfect cut. Execute a perfect cut.
K100, KHJ,
hate
They've
you.
They've all got something in common.
Or they wouldn't have gone to this trouble.
They're all using short jingles.
There's nothing wrong with short jingles, for God's sake. They make for a better format flow. They're
fast. We agree.
Well, they are.
There are a lot of good reasons for short IDs.
Well, they are.
But there's no reason they should make you sound the same as everybody
same
else.
Same as everybody same else.
What they are. What they are. What they are. Is marvelous pirates and great presenters of other people's ideas.
They look pretty good.
Why, yes, in spite of the more ridiculous excesses.
Now that sounds different.
That's different. That's different.
We're talking about selling records. We're not talking about, you know, bringing in people for nostalgia purposes here.
This is the sound of terror.
Help me!
Cannibal Ferox from Grindhouse Releasing.
Thank you.
is the father of fear, the muscle of sin. He is the father of fear, the muscle of sin. Twisting our flesh in strange directions. He is the father of fear. His affliction is strength. He is the father of fear, ritting the line of time, so even his words make sense. Is the father of fear, sewn in bloody warm skins. And clutched in heat. He is the father of fear, and his words make sense. Ripping our flesh in a carpet of time, exposing the final fear of a child. He is the father of fear, the muscle of sin. The father of fear, twisting our flesh. He is the father of fear. His affliction.
Thank you. Let's go.
Dreadfully dreary set of jams. We just heard from Mort Garson, Didn't You Hear? From the soundtrack of the same name, Didn't You Hear? Before that, Piero Umiliani with Balata Tragica from a 1983 album, Sospetto. Just in front of that, X Quadrat, Kauf der die Freiheit. That was from Flexipop Volume 2. In front of that, a band called The Work. The name of their track was Anxious About Meaning, from an album Massenmensch, a compilation from 1982. In front of that, Play Struve and Sneff, funny little resident sounding thing called 16 Going On 17. That was from 1985. Just in front of that, Vagina Dentata Organ with a track called Sex Dub. That was from a compilation with Constructivitz in 1989. Just in front of that, we did have Psychic TV, The Mad Organist. Sounds on that, the dog growling sounds, also from Vagina Dentata Organ, who has an amazing live video performance type thing on YouTube. I highly recommend watching it. As soon as you know you're done listening to this podcast, you should, you know, click over to YouTube and watch Vagina Dentata Organ. And before the Psychic TV, we had 23 Skidoo from the album The Culling Is Coming. We started that off with Negative Land, an excerpt from the album Helter Stupid. In honor of Richard Lyons, full member of Negative Land, who just died this week as well. In the words of Michael Gerald, well, I hope that this has been as enjoyable for you as it has for me. Thanks for tuning in again to the Eternal Now here on WFMU.org. Next week, I'm going to be playing a whole lot of computer music. If you like computers that make music that is not of the techno variety, then next week will be for you. Just for you. Okay, stay alive. Goodbye.